Excellent. Aethra can see them. Joshua brightened. Jesus, that's great news. They're both still here, then?
Yes.
How is Aethra? He asked belatedly. The shell was extensively damaged. However, there is no catastrophic internal injury. Its main organs remain functional. It is going to require a considerable amount of repair work before it can resume its growth. My colleagues, the ones who were killed in the attack, their memories have been stored by the personality.
That's something, then?
Yes. Can Aethra work out the exact spatial locations of the other starships for me? If we can keep updated, I'll know when we can risk breaking cover and flying for a jump coordinate.
I can go one better than that.
Gora slipped a processor block from his breast pocket. The slim palm-sized plastic rectangle had produced a spectacular golden-blue bruise on his pectoral muscle during the flight. Aethra can communicate through the biotech processor, and if you can interface this with your flight computer, you'll be able to receive the images directly, and the starships hunting us will never know. Affinity is undetectable.
Wonderful!
Joshua accepted the block. It was slightly smaller than the Kulu Corporation model he used. Zara, get to work on an interface. I want Aethra tied in to our navigation processor array pronto.
Consider it done.
She plucked it from his fingers and datavised her system's memory core for appropriate electronic module specifications and adapter programs. Joshua thought the Edenist station chief still looked wrecked.
You know, we come from Tranquility, he said. It's Lady Mac's home port.
Gora looked at him, a surprised light showing in his worn eyes.
Yes?
Yeah, I've lived there all my life. I was born there, so I know how beautiful habitats are, and I don't just mean their physical structure either. So I suppose I can empathize with what you're feeling more than most atomists.
Don't worry. We'll get out of this and bring help back for Aethra, and Lalon, too. All we need now is time, and we're home free.
Fortunately, time is one thing we have plenty of.
So you're not Confederation Navy Marines, then? Horst asked, trying to hide his disappointment.
No, I'm sorry, Father, Razor said. The LDC hired us to scout round the Qualheim counties and find out what was going on down here. I believe you can say we've certainly done that.
I see.
Horst looked round the simplicity of the Tyrascan Tower House's hall, its smooth curves illuminated by the light stick, solid shadows blending seamlessly with dark grey arches. The red light outside was kept at bay, silhouetting the hole sliced into the doorway. In spite of the warmth, he felt chilled.
"How did you know we were here?" Pat asked.
"I didn't. Not that you were in this particular tower. We saw the starships arrive yesterday morning, of course. Then in the afternoon there was an explosion on the river."
"The Croc line," Ariadne said.
"Could be," Razor said.
"Go on."
"Young Russ saw it," Horst said. "I thought it best that we keep a watch on the Savannah. That morning was the first time the Red Cloud appeared, and with the starships as well. It seemed sensible. By the time I got my optical intensifier band on, there was only smoke left. But it didn't look like anything the possessed do, so I rowed out to sea. I thought, I prayed, that it might have been the Marines. Then that bedamned croc line was skulking about in the grass. I just kept going up the river to keep ahead of it. And here we are, delivered up to you by God's hand." He lifted his lips in a tired, victorious smile. "Mysterious ways, his wonders to perform."
"Certainly does," Razor said. "That croc lion was probably the mate of the one we killed."
"Yes, but tell me of the starships. Can they take us off this terrible planet? We saw an almighty battle in orbit before the Red Cloud swelled over the sky."
"We don't know much about the events in orbit, but that was a fight between some of our starships and a Confederation Navy squadron."
"Your starships? Why did they fight the Navy?"
"Some of them. The Possessed got into orbit on the space planes which brought us down. They hijacked the starships and took over the crew."
"Merciful Lord!"
Horst crossed himself.
"Are there any starships left now?"
"No, not in orbit."
Horst's shoulders sagged. He sipped listlessly at the carton of hot coffee they had given him.
This was the cruelest blow of all, he thought wretchedly, to be shown salvation shining so close, and then to have it snatched away as my fingers close around it. The children cannot be made to suffer any more. Merciful Lord, hear me this once. They cannot.